Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold. And good evening! You're visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're glad you've joined us in the Dark Hollows Press Parlor. Donna Wright has authors Larissa Reinhart, Angela Raines, and Michelle Prince on the couch this evening to tell us more about their latest releases. Listen for updates on the Romancing the Smokies event on March 19, 2016. Mallory Kane has news and info in the romance and publishing industry at the bottom of the hour. All that and Lady Shimmers 2 this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your providentially applauded proprietor for tonight, Donna Wright.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. And I hope that everything is going well for you. I'm having quite a different kind of day here lately, so just kind of bear with me. I'm hoping everybody is doing well. I am looking forward to speaking tonight with our guests, Larissa Reinhart, Angela Raines, and Michelle Prince. And in fact, let's go ahead and get started and talk with Larissa right now. And Larissa, welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Hey, Donna. Thanks so much for having me here. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. Now, I want you to tell everybody where you're calling from.
I am calling from Nagoya, Japan, and it's actually 9 in the morning here. So I've got my coffee, and I just had my banana, and just starting my day.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And I'm going to go ahead, since you put it in your bio, I'm just going to go ahead and talk a little bit about you, because you have had some real adventures here lately.
That's true.
Okay. So in June of 2015, Larissa and her family moved out. This is so funny. I'm going to bring this up also with Michelle Prince. She has it this way, everyone. She says she and her husband, daughters, and Biscuit, a Cairn Terrier, which I want to know why Biscuit is the only one who got named, number one.
But they moved. He's the most important.
That's right. He moved. They all moved. Biscuit moved with them. He didn't move by himself. Biscuit and the family moved to from Peachtree City, Georgia, which would be right outside of Atlanta, to Nagoya, Japan. Why in the world did you move to the land of the rising sun?
Well, this is actually our fourth time to live in Japan, second time with my daughters. And my husband is fluent in Japanese, and he's always worked for Japanese companies. So we occasionally get sent over here, and we actually really enjoy it. So my daughters... They go to an international school here, and that's kind of neat because they have friends with kids from all over the world. And the biggest challenge this time was actually Biscuit. Getting Biscuit over here was hard, and then getting him attuned to not having a big yard with lots of squirrels to chase. It's been different.
Now, the only city that I really know anything about in Japan, of course, is Tokyo. Uh-huh. So where in relation to Tokyo do you live?
Well, if you think about the main island of Japan, and Tokyo is kind of more on the eastern coast, Nagoya is kind of right smack in the middle. And it really reminds me of a city like Chicago in the Midwest, because it's a lot of manufacturing. It's actually where Toyota is. That's like one of the famous things. It's here, and uh-huh. So a lot of car manufacturing, and they do a lot of airplanes and things like that around here. So, and the people here are kind of more conservative and not as flashy and sophisticated maybe as people in Tokyo. So it kind of does really remind me of the Midwest.
And you're enjoying it. And your daughters enjoy going to an international school. May I ask how old they are?
Sure. I have one daughter who's about to turn 13 and another daughter who is 10. And so they're in 7th grade and 4th grade. And
they didn't cry about leaving their friends and...
Oh, sure, yeah. It was kind of bittersweet leaving Georgia because they've actually lived in Nagoya before, so they have some friends here.
Oh, okay.
And they lived here when they were, the oldest was, we moved here when she was in kindergarten, and the little one was only 3. And we came back when the older one was in 2nd grade, so we were here 2 years with them. About 5 years ago. Yeah, and so they enjoy, it's kind of like being on vacation, except you're going to school and working. Because we're always on the weekends doing day trips and going out, and you never know what you're going to find or, you know, it's kind of a serendipitous type of life here. So you could, go down a street and all of a sudden there's a festival. You had no idea it was going to happen. Of course, that could happen in Georgia, too.
Now,
but they did miss their friends.
Do you and your children speak any Japanese?
I speak a little. Not enough to have a real meaningful conversation with anybody, but I can go shopping and I can go to a restaurant and I can kind of manage to talk to my neighbors a little bit. Mostly, our neighbors have a dog here, so we mostly talk about the dogs. And and my girls know, the basic polite phrases, but they're actually taking Japanese in school. So I'm sure they're going to beat me in language skills here pretty soon.
You need a Rosetta Stone, don't you?
I probably do.
Or maybe you just need to get stoned. I don't know. I mean, that is totally up to you. I'm not going to get in your business. You do what you think is right. Okay, we are on the couch with Larissa Reinhart. When we come back, we're going to learn all about how she was on House Hunters International, and we're actually going to take a minute or two and talk about one of her Cherry Tucker stories, The Body in the Landscape. All that and more right here on Hummingbird Place. Stay right where you are.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests. which could be you for that matter, Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now, when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts, or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com, and talk to me, Jackie DeVera. The Hummingbird Place. It's your home for romance.
It is your home for romance. We are Hummingbird Place, and we're on the couch with Larissa Reinhart. Larissa, how do you like my beagle dog? You're sitting here
your
on the couch, he's sitting here between us. I hope you don't mind.
Okay. No, I love dogs. So.
Okay.
But I don't know his name.
His name is Bebo, the Wonder Hound.
Bebo. That's wonderful. I like
his name
that.
Is Bebo the Wonder Hound. And Sunday he told me during the commercial time, because you know we talk a lot. He's more or less. Mm-hmm. Other than Leanne, who I call Gelman, because she's the producer, like on Regis and Kathy Lee.
Oh,
you
know, right,
they
right,
Gelman
yeah.
That they were talking
yeah.
about. of course, you know. And then I've got my Ed McMahon, who is Jackie DeVera. And then I have my co-host, which is
Bebo.
The Boogie Woogie Bebo, the Boogie Woogie Beagle Boy. And he's, you know, he's doing what beagles do, biting on his foot and everything. But anyway, let's get back to you. And, you know, that's enough about me. Now let's both talk about me. No. you have written a book called The Body in the Landscape. Why don't you tell us all about that?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, this is my fifth Terry Tucker mystery, full novel. Actually, it'll be my sixth Terry Tucker story because she was in a novella in the anthology Heartache Motel. So in this one, Cherry's an artist, and she lives in a small town, Georgia. And she's a little bit of a redneck, but she's cultured because she's been to art school at SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design. So she thinks she's a bit refined, even though she's also pretty country. And she's been invited to go to a hunting lodge called Big Rack Lodge to paint the winning portrait for a hogzilla hunt. And
okay.
As you can imagine, there's a lot of hijinks and shenanigans and also dead bodies because it's a mystery. So, so she gets involved. She finds a body in the woods, which is where the title comes from, The Body in the Landscape. She was out landscape painting before the hunt and finds a body of a kind of local ne'er-do-well. And she feels like his death is not accidental, and when other things start to happen, she feels she's got to be the one to figure out what happened.
So now this is number six in her stories.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So, yeah, we're chugging right along, and I'm getting ready to turn in the next one.
Oh, that's excellent. And your publisher is Henry Press, and you've been very pleased with them.
Oh, yes, yeah. I have great editors. And I love my covers, and it's a very supportive atmosphere, and all the authors, it's kind of like a family. So it's been a really great experience for me. We're actually doing a Facebook party tomorrow night on Facebook, obviously. So with a lot of the authors are going to be there. So
you're
going to
have
it's kind of fun.
Party on Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook.
What
can you believe it? I'm not
idea.
Having it on a Facebook party on Twitter.
Yeah, really? That's fabulous. No, I'm just teasing you. Okay, so this is your sixth story in the Cherry Tucker series, and you're not stopping now. I mean, you're just going to move on. Murder, She Wrote, and she's just going to keep writing.
Yeah, she's going to run out of friends. No, I don't kill. I try not to kill off people she knows. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's that's the challenge of writing an amateur sleuth mystery is,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're in a small town, is not to like decimate the population.
Yeah.
So,
and that's just the thing that always scared me about the Jessica Fletcher stuff was, I was not a fan. Not that there was anything wrong with it. It just I think it was opposite something that I watched all the time. And but it was on, and I started thinking to myself, doesn't she live in a small town in that? I mean, what? I mean, who? She's killing off everybody.
So. Yeah, I think you wouldn't want to be friends with her.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, the name of the book is The Body in the Landscape. It's by Henry Press. We can pick that up where all fine books are sold.
That's right.
And I did want to ask you, I do want to mention real quickly, our time has drawn nigh, so to speak, but Larissa and her family are going to be on a House Hunters International here very soon.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that before we go. You got 1 minute. I'm counting.
Okay. Okay. I think we're going to be on in May. We won't know until closer to the time. So if you look for the Nagoya series on the HTV website, it'll be in May. But it's just been, was a fantastic experience for us. And we did the whole looking at three houses and choosing one. And we really had to consider the dog and location and all those kind of things. But it was great. We just had such a good time. And everybody we worked with was just wonderful, and we've become friends. So I would do it again in a heartbeat.
I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. I would like to ask a question, and in one sense it'll be a little personal, but in another sense it will not. What are the land costs between Georgia and Japan? I mean, I realize that you could have an exchange rate and all of that going on, but is it more expensive to live there or less expensive?
Definitely more expensive because there's Japan is really mountainous, and so there's not a lot of flat areas, and so that's why the city populations are so huge, because it's, you know, areas where people can live. So like in Tokyo, you have to go up or underneath the ground in order to fit everybody in. So where we live in Nagoya, it's a little bit more spread out. We have a car and we have a house. And you can have those things here, but so it's not quite as crowded as Nagoya, but definitely it's a lot more expensive to live here.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, you just don't know how much I appreciate you calling in from all that way.
Oh, thank
you. If you missed the beginning, Larissa was telling us that it's 9:00 in the morning there. So. And we're not time traveling, okay? I just want everybody to know we're not time traveling. That's really what time – there's time zones. Gelman, get this, honey. There's time zones, okay? So, but anyway, we just really appreciate you being with us, Larissa.
I know I've had
you on before.
Yes, and I had a really good time last time, too. And I appreciate it. And I met Leanne before, too. So I'm just – I was thrilled to do this again.
Well, anytime you want to come on, you let us know.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Larissa Reinhart. We've had a wonderful time with her. She's going to be on television. I just think that is so great. We're going to be back here in just a minute with Angela Raines, and if everybody will just hold tight, we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
If you're looking for honest reviews in a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for a fair decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors, as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to adcmagazine.com for more information. A fair decor. It's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinks as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free. In the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the next person up on the couch, which is Doris McCraw, who is writing at this time under the name of Angela Raines. Angela, welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And so tell us a little bit about Angela of Salvation Valley.
Angela of Salvation Valley was... it was a story that just kept running around in my head. It's about a gentleman... who was falsely imprisoned, and he makes a deal to get out of prison, and the deal is that he kill this woman. Well, he meets her, decides not to follow through, so he has to decide how he's going to get out of the mess.
That is quite a mess, by the way.
It is, and he has some help with some angels in animal form.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Now, this is something that caught my eye about your story, and I'm just curious as to why you did this. You're writing under the name of Angela Raines, and you've named your character Angela.
No, my character's name is Lizzie, Elizabeth.
Okay, so Angela of Salvation
Angel.
Valley is Angel. Gelman, that was your fault. I'm just going to let her know. Angel of Salvation Valley. That'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I understand
yeah.
a little bit better. And yeah. listen, Gelman has been real busy, so we can't fuss at her too much.
You know, and it's perfectly okay. It's very easy to make that mistake. No, the angel either refers to Lizzie or the animals or the valley itself.
Well, why is it Salvation Valley?
Because the valley has properties that make things work out okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to write stories that have a lot to do with, you know, being responsible for yourself, for redemption, and it sort of just fit into that whole concept of here's a man who basically made a deal, and he realizes he was an idiot and he's trying to get out of it, and this valley allows him to come to that salvation.
Well, he really made a deal with the devil is what it all
mm-hmm.
comes down to, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you say, yeah, if you'll get me out, I'll go kill this person for you. Yeah, that pretty much is a deal with the devil. Now,
yeah.
The other thing that I was wondering is, and, you know, I know that I've had you on before. I know
yes.
I can remember your name. But now,
yeah.
is Prairie Rose Publications just your publishing company, or is that an actual small press
somewhere?
No, it is.
It's a small press. Livia Washburn Reisner and Cheryl Moss Pearson are the owners. Cheryl Moss Pearson are the owners, and it's a small press. It has some wonderful authors, a great sort of family feel to it. The guest before you was talking about their Facebook party. Last week we had our Christmas Fandango party where our readers and people who wanted to could come in, and each one of us took a time slot. It lasted all day, and we would just interact with our readers, and it was
mm-hmm.
a lot of fun. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
they just create that homey atmosphere for the authors. It's like I found a whole bunch of sisters and a couple of brothers thrown in there.
Now, Angel of Salvation Valley, is this a romance per se, or is it strong
yes.
romantic element? It is
yeah,
romance.
It's a historical Western romance. Historical gets, but yeah, I'd have to put the word paranormal in there also.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we have animals that are actually, that angels have taken the forms of these animals so that they can do good works.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you've got then is you've got this romance between this guy that's supposed to kill this woman.
Yep.
And this woman.
Yep.
You know, that's going to make for some kind of conflict. You know, hey, you know, I really like you, but I'm supposed to kill you. And I'm, you know, like, trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah,
so, no,
and,
I mean,
and she's not a pushover. And she's not a pushover either.
Now, what does she do? I mean, is she...
She basically is running a ranch, a small ranch in this valley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's her means of making a living.
Well, and the other question I would have for you is this the only Salvation Valley book we're going to see?
I'm not going to say yes or no. There are some things that happen that make me want to write some more. I have you know, my town in Colorado, the Agate Gulch series. I'm working on a couple of stories for that one right now, and I just actually had a medieval romance published in an anthology, which was kind of a stretch for me, but it was fun.
Yeah, you are stretching it, because there's a whole lot of difference in Western and medieval and all those wonderful
yes.
historical time periods. I love a good historical. Love
yes.
Jane Austen. I'm a big Jane Austen fan. So.
Oh, yes. So. Yeah, she did it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. We are on the couch with Angela Raines, and we are talking about Angel of Salvation Valley, her latest book, and we'll be back right after this.
Do you believe in love at first sight, Christmas miracles, happily ever after? Mallory Caine can make you believe. Her latest release is called Her Secret Christmas Hero. Allie McGill is spending a brutal Christmas Eve snowstorm in a barn in Marietta, Montana, when she hears the sounds of a horrible crash. What she finds is a handcuffed prisoner nearly frozen to death in the wrecked car. His name is Jacob Reeves, and he's part of a dangerous family of organized crime. Allie appears like his angel, the most beautiful woman he has ever laid eyes on, with no reason whatsoever to trust him. Despite their misgivings, their chemistry is off the charts. Getting through a freezing Christmas Eve forces them to work together to survive. But once the storm is over, Jake will be gone. Are they truly destined to part after their accidental encounter, or can there possibly be a Christmas miracle to save both their hearts? Her Secret Christmas Hero by Mallory Caine. On sale everywhere. December 10th saw Voss Porter enter the romance scene with her debut novel titled The Right Kind of Woman. Just when free-spirited farm girl Kara Spencer Holloway feels the regulatory world of her closeted southern enclave will swallow her whole, her three miscreant brothers team up to carelessly throw her together with regimented northern software designer Andrea Martin. Soon, the two women will learn more about what the right kind of partner can bring to life than they had ever suspected. But can Kara Spencer move forward and out of the pain of her past, or will she succumb to the doubts that have plagued her romantic life from its very inception? The Right Kind of Woman by Voss Porter. Available now, everywhere.
All right, we are on the couch with Angela Raines. We're talking about Angel of Salvation Valley. And, Angela, this is something sometimes I'll just ask.
Sure.
I want you to tell me something, in total confidence, of course, because you know I'd never tell anybody.
No, and nobody's, you know, nobody would really hear this part.
No, absolutely not. So, but tell your fans something that they don't already know about you.
That, well, let's see, most people know that I've been writing all my life, but I actually just took up doing it seriously recently. They may not know that I am also and have written plays, have directed a movie, worked as an acting coach for 6 years, and I taught my first acting and screenwriting workshop when I was 16.
Wow. That is very interesting. Now, see, now all your fans know interesting things about you. It makes your books more interesting. They'll be reading that Angel Salvation Valley going, wow, this gal's directed a movie before.
Yeah, it was actually quite fun, too.
Well, was it anything we would know?
Actually, it was a small short film that some of my students wrote and wanted to do, and so we produced it. I directed it. It was in a film festival. It has the people involved have IMBD credit, International Internet Movie Database. We also
yeah.
have credit for that. So it turned out to be a good thing. It's just a little short film about a very dysfunctional family.
Well, I'm sure that hits home with many people. not with me. Not with me. It's, you
oh,
know, the
me
only
neither.
The only thing. The only thing wrong with my family is that my son is as big a smart aleck as I am. I mean, yeah, there's not really much I can do about that. Okay,
we are
talking with Angela Raines, Angel of Salvation Valley, from Prairie Rose Publications. And Angela, our time has drawn near, and we must go.
Oh,
I know. It's very
but
sad.
I've had a wonderful time. I always love it when I come join you guys. You're just
oh,
it's
you.
So much fun.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, sweetie. Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
I wish you the very best with Angel Salvation Valley. It sounds fabulous. I can't wait to pick it up.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Angela Rains, and we are so excited to have her. Of course, we're going to do a little business, and then we're going to be talking with Mallory Kane right after this.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I have for you one of my best buds now. Mallory Kane's going to bring us romance news. Mallory, bring it on.
Merry Christmas, Donna.
Merry Christmas to
you. I'm not sure if you can tell from my voice, but I'm a little bit under the weather tonight. I've been sick for a couple of days, like you have, and I've been binge-watching holiday movies on the Hallmark Channel. Do you know how many holiday movies there are out there?
Like a million?
Well, maybe close. 11,437.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, do you know how many I've seen in the past 3 days? 11,436. I think there's one I haven't seen yet. But tonight will be my last night to report to writers and prospective writers from the NINC conference that I attended in October of this year. As I think I may have mentioned once or twice, I tend to sound like a walking, talking commercial for Novelist Inc. every time I open my mouth, and it'll sound exactly the same tonight. But this report will be very brief. I'm going to tell you how you can join Novelist Inc., but more importantly, I'm going to tell you if you're qualified to join Novelist Inc. There are specific and strict requirements for joining NINC. One is for traditionally published authors, and the second is for independently published authors. Number one, if you're traditionally published, you must have published at least two novels over 50,000 words with a traditional royalty-paying publisher with an advance of at least $2,000 each book, or with royalty earnings over $2,000 each book in a 12-month period. Or, if you're independently published, you must have published at least two novels over 50,000 words with earnings of at least $5,000 each in a 12-month period. And proof of those earnings will be requested. And that's it, Donna. Did you notice anything missing from the requirements for joining NINC there?
I did. I noticed that they didn't.
And what was that?
I noticed I didn't mention presses that were not traditional presses.
Oh, throw me a curve, Donna. Presses that are not traditional presses, if they are a publishing house, they will require the traditionally published information to be available. Two novels over 50,000 words with an advance of at least $2,000 each or with royalty earnings over $2,000 each in a 12-month period.
Okay,
now, independently published would be your name and, you know, Amazon Digital Services as the publisher.
Well, the thing about that is that a lot of the smaller presses are not advance paying.
No. That's why they include or royalty earnings over $2,000.
Okay, that makes sense.
And independently published, again, Amazon Digital Services is how it would read on your Amazon page, must be $5,000 earnings each.
Why is it $5,000 for them? Why is it $5,000 if you're indie and only $2,000 if you're not indie?
I think because if it is an actual publishing company, they have somewhat a bit of cred by having, you know, done professional or actually being expected to have done professional editing, whereas there is no such requirement or even expectation necessarily for independent publishing.
Wow. Huh.
But there still is something missing, Donna.
What
and
is
it's
it?
Important
I didn't notice.
To quite a few people that we may know. As stringent as those requirements are, there is nothing that dictates when the two qualifying books must be published or have earned out.
Oh.
In other words, there's no past year, this year, past year, certain number of years ago. If
wow.
you have published two novels over 50,000 words with a royalty-paying publisher, and you have either an advance of $2,000 for each one or royalty earnings over $2,000 for each one, you can join Novelist, Inc.
Hmm.
Even if it was 20 years ago.
Wow.
And at one time, Novelist, Inc. did have a time limit on those. And they have changed that. I don't know exactly when, but I do know this because I will be the new membership chairman of NINC next year.
Oh, wow. Now, I did not know that.
I
you
know
kept
you didn't.
It, you kept it from me.
Yes, yes. Well, I do have to keep some mystery.
That's very true. Well, I think I find that very interesting. Now, if I wanted to join NINC, tell me why I would want to join NINC.
As I said, I went to the Novelist Inc. conference, the NINC conference in October, and mm-hmm. this was a pedal to the metal, whatever other cliches I can come up with, business conference. It was all about how to earn more money and become more successful no matter what your definition of success is, although we know that most of us consider lists and earnings as being successful in publishing.
Right.
But this conference was entirely about how to do better, to reach more readers, to make more money, and to be more successful as an author, whether you're traditionally published or independently published or a hybrid.
Huh. Well,
so
that is interesting.
I think that anyone who is interested in the business of publishing would be interested in going to the Novelist Inc. conference.
Hmm. Now, that is interesting.
Yeah, and
very
now it's possible there are some people who actually thought they were sort of out of the running for belonging to Novelist Inc. until they had a second career or an upsurge in a career, either traditional or independent. But no, as it is, there's no timeline for your published works. So one thing that I was very concerned about after having left Harlequin was whether I would actually continue to be eligible for NEEC, and I am.
Well, that's very cool. That is very cool. We need to talk more about that, but I'm going to have to go because do you know who's here?
Tell me.
Miss Shimmers is here.
Miss Shimmers.
Miss Shimmers is going
to be. I have not heard from her in such a long time.
I bet it's been a month.
At least.
All right, we're going to cut over to Miss Shimmers because she's got a book she wants to tell us about. And we're actually, believe it or not, Mallory, we are actually on time.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad I didn't contribute to lateness.
Anyway, that's Mallory Kane with the news. Thanks, Mallory. And we are going to cut right over to Miss Shimmers. Miss Shimmers, welcome to Hummingbird Place. What have you read this month?
Hello, Donna. I have read One Poor Choice by Deandra Hall. All Jared Calhoun wants is a good time, and he's had plenty of them. Excuse me, I have to take my glasses off. He's had plenty of those. He's not looking for anything else when something or someone he never expected comes across his radar, and the former model standing in the Walters kitchen trips every trigger and lights up every nerve ending, maybe more than he'd like. Bernadette Gilroy, looking for her place. Cast out of modeling and living with relatives, Bernie, desperate for a job, good-looking, single Jared, becomes her staunchest ally in her search for a better life. Despite her brother-in-law's threat, Jared says all he wants with her is some fun. But her vulnerability and innocent tug at his tender heartstrings, and soon they're more than friends. Bernie's search for a job ends in the wrong place, and when Jared finds out, everything she's built for herself crashes down around her. Deported, broke, and alone, she's vulnerable to all kinds of people. When she vanishes, Jared has to decide if love really can conquer all, and that decision won't matter if they can't find her before her poor choice leads to a fate far worse than death. This is the second book in the first spin-off series from The Love Under Construction. One Poor Choice will show you the darkness that can engulf a soul when it loses its way. Now, even though this is the second book in a spin-off series, it is also a standalone. You don't have to know the background of all the other characters. Each one of these books deal with a certain couple, an individual couple. And the other people that are laced in it have their own books as well. So I found this book, okay, these all take place in, like, Louisville, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
So she's a Parisian model who gets fired at the age of 22 because she's now too old to model. So she goes to Kentucky to live with her sister and try to find a job modeling, which is what she thinks she can do. But in Louisville, Kentucky, it's not Milan.
Right.
So when she does end up finding a job, and in today's economy, she can't even, like, work at a grocery store or anything. So she finally does find a job, and it says at modeling in the paper. But when she gets there, it's this seedy place with seedy people, and she doesn't understand what's going on. She's really just a kid, and she's trying to figure it out, and she gets taken advantage of. And by the time she realizes what is happening, she's in a bad situation that she feels like she can't say no to. So, like I said, she ends up, everything blows up for her, and she has to Paris. But they didn't want her there, and all the friends that she had went on with their lives. Because, you know, some people are just friends when they can use you.
Right.
And when they can no longer use you, they have no use for you. So she basically was homeless and doing anything, that little job that she could do to keep feeding herself. And things went from bad to worse. Now, the story is an excellent story. It's wonderfully written. And how these characters eventually come out of all this trauma that happens, the author really did a good job. Because I was thinking through the whole story, how can you fix somebody who gets that broken?
You
have to be super gentle about it. You know, you can't just say, oh, my God, there she is, and then all of a sudden everything's fixed and there's love again.
Right.
Real life doesn't work like that. And the author does an excellent job of walking them through those delicate steps. But it is a very dark story. I mean, there's love in the beginning and there's love at the end, but it took me to a dark place. You don't close the book thinking, oh, that was wonderful. You know what I'm saying? It's a wonderful story, but it's only if you're ready for the darker side of society.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. Not everybody will. That's the reason I gave the comment there. But she does an excellent job, and I love the characters in the book. I will give it 4 sparkles.
Very good. And tell us again the title and the author.
It was One Poor Choice, and the author is Deandra Hall.
Deandra Hall. Well, we sure appreciate you, Miss Shimmers, coming on, and I'm sure she'll be excited about her 4 sparkles.
Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful Christmas. If I don't see you between now and then or get to talk to
you. All right. You too, sweetie. Take care.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We got 4 sparkles out of that. That is a pretty darn good book if it's 4 sparkles. Sounds like a whole lot going on. Sounds like something that everybody should probably run out and get, actually. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do one last thing before we meet with Michelle Prince on the couch.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
Romancing the Smokies is filling up. So if you have not gone to romancingthesmokies.com and gotten your ticket, I'm afraid that you may not. So I want you to hurry and go there and get your ticket. We have several tables, not several, but we have a few tables that are already full. We've got a few tables that really need some people at them. Sandy Sullivan's table is not full, and neither is Trista Ann Michaels. So run over right now to Romancing the Smokies and get it done. And now we're going to run over here to Michelle Prince and talk with Michelle for a little while about her latest book, Triple B Baking Company. Michelle, welcome back to Hummingbird Place.
I got the time right.
You are such a good girl. We're going to give you some sparkles.
I love sparkles. That's great.
I love that.
Thanks.
What happened last time? Was it the day or the what was it?
It was. I live in the Central Time Zone, so, and I had the exact time right. It was just an hour behind, so that's what happened.
You're very pitiful.
I know. I should know better than to look to EST, CTA. So.
Well, I don't know if you've been listening or not, but Larissa Reinhardt just called in, and she is living now in Japan. So she had to be really careful because she was on at 7, and it was 9:00 in the morning there.
Yeah. And, you know, actually when I was doing the Triple B Baking Company, we had kind of that issue too because we have people – it's actually part of a series, but it's 8 different authors, and we have people in Canada, and we have people in England, and we have people, you know, I mean, in the Midwest, in the South, and every time zone. So it was pretty funny because we were trying to do – and we had to keep remembering that Cherry is in England, so she's 6-7 hours ahead of us. And
Tell us a little bit then about Triple B Baking Company.
Okay, well, Triple B Baking Company is the first in the Hearts of Braden series. And with the Hearts of Braden, what we did is I went to Sandy Sullivan and asked her, what do you think about having, you know, 8 to 10 stories all set in the same town, but it's a small town, so everybody interacts with each other. And, you know, the story is just but with 8 different authors. And she's like, cool, you're in charge. I'm like, oh, dude, that's not what I meant. But so it was going to come out from Secret Cravings, but they ended up closing right before we were going to be released. So we decided we had all this promotion set up. We had created a town. We had everybody have their books either almost done or really close to done and working with editors. So we said, you know what, we're still going to put it out. So we put it out as self-published, the 8 of us. And we've got Manor Elliott is helping us get all of them out there. We have one cover artist, so all of our covers look the same except for there's one character that's changed on the front of each cover. But it was interesting because we had to teach, you know, we'd have things in our group that would be like Sherry, she's in England. She was like, how do you guys take your milk? I mean, how does it come? Does it come in bottles? You know, because we created this little town in Iowa.
Right.
And luckily, I kind of crafted it after the town that I went to high school in. And luckily, Trisha, who wrote book two, lives in Iowa. So we were able to send pictures and kind of explain things like there's not going to be a police station in the town of 1,000 people. It's going to be the county, you know, and I mean, it's just little things like that. And
right.
Mine was, mine's Triple B Baking Company, and it's the Braden Buttery Bites that everybody in the town renamed it Triple B on the lady. But it's about a woman who's she divorced her husband, took all the money she had, and drove until her car broke down right outside Braden, and she fell in love. When she fell in love with the city with the town, and she decided she was going to open a bakery because she found this abandoned building, and above it was an apartment, and she decided that's what she wanted to do. And there's a guy that comes in every single day at 11 o'clock in the morning, but he's a pig farmer, so she uses baker's magic and, you know, makes sure she has cookies going because he comes in every day smelling like, you know, pig farmers do. But he comes in every single day exactly at 11 to get an egg salad sandwich. And you find out that he's been doing this for 3 years, and you find out why he's actually doing it and that he actually is very interested in her, but he has some losses in his life, and he's just nervous to talk to anybody. So he's kind of and so after one snowstorm, he gets stuck at her bakery because he still comes in at 11, and they find out that there's a lot more to him, and she breaks him out of his shell.
Oh, the baker and the pig farmer.
The baker and the pig farmer. And then down the street is Buddy's Bar, and that's book two in the series. And Buddy is always fighting with my baker because she started serving sandwiches, so he thinks she's encroaching on his business. And he's got Daryl, who is the town old guy who is usually at the bakery all day and at the bar all night, and he gets into everybody's business, so he's in all 8 books, which is kind of nice. And, you know, I mean, all the characters, you know, if they go to the bakery, they go to mine. If they go to the principal, they go to the school. You got Suzanne's book where she's got the school. You know, I mean, we all have our own little places, and it was nice because all the characters intermixed, but they're all individual stories in the series.
Right. Right. Now, you said that you guys just went ahead and did this each on your own. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious as to how you did the business, because I'm sure there's people out there going, you know, that would be a really cool idea for the girls that I blog with, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you put it up? Did everyone put their own up under their own Amazon, so to speak, or did one person put it up under? So everybody just did their own individual thing.
We all, because we're going to all be released by Secret Cravings on the same day. And without their backing and us doing it individually, we decided we would put them out about 2 weeks apart just because the authors in the later books needed more time. And, you know, so, and that way they could see how it was going. But we all put them up on our own, but we all make sure that we include Hearts of Braden so you can put in Hearts of Braden series, and you'll get all of our books
I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance to just go ahead and list all the books in the Hearts of Braden and their authors.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so I'm book one, Triple B Baking Company. Book two is Heartbreaker by Trisha Anderson. Book three is Tracker. I'm trying to pull up my computer so I can make sure to get these all right.
That's okay.
Book three is Tracker, and it's by Kim Dahl. Book four is by Suzanne Matthews. Make sure I'm getting this all right. Book four is Secrets and Lies. There you go, by Suzanne Matthews. Book five is Heart Nectar by Davy Jones. Book six is No Love Lost by Troy Storm. Heart Song is by Molly Daniels. Actually, No Love Lost is set to be released tomorrow. So Heart Song is releasing on the 29th. And then Ring of Truth is Sherry Logs, and she will be out in January. So we have, like I said, we're doing about every two weeks apart is where they're coming. So yeah, so almost all of them are out, which is good. So you can keep going through the Braden series. And we had talked about possibly going further, because I know Trisha has a character named Buddy, obviously, because her characters are Lily and Reese, but Buddy is her side character, and a lot of people want to know what happens with him. So we might do a book 9 and book 10, because I have Austin, who is my hero. I have his brother, and he's someone that some people want to know, does he stop being a jerk, and can he actually be a human being, because he's kind of a jerk in the book. So, and as well as Austin has a couple farmhands that need somebody too. So we'll see how it goes. We might end up going ahead and putting out a few more books. We're not sure yet.
So since you're not sure about that, what's next for Michelle Prince?
Well, I did just release right after Christmas, or right after Thanksgiving, The Last to Know, which is book 2 in the Long Ranch series. So I went back down to New Mexico with my cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that follows Savannah, who suddenly finds out she has a big ranch, but it's for her father, and her father passed away, and she has no idea who her father ever was, and his family is challenging that she's even related to them. And then we have, obviously, Clayton Long, because the Longs own the ranch next door, and he's kind of there to help her through that transition, as well as, you know, mess with her head all the time. Because that's what the cowboys do. and then I'm working on book 3 of that series now. So there's a little sneak peek at the end of book 2. And that's that one. They're going to go down to Mexico and avenge their sister. So.
All right. We have Michelle Prince. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us. Her latest novel is Triple B Baking Company, but be looking for all kinds of books from Michelle.
Yeah, thank you for having me again.
It's always fun to have you, sweetheart. And just try to remember, Eastern.
Eastern. I know. I live in the Midwest. I'm just, you know, stuck there. I don't know. All right. Thank you.
Thanks again, Michelle. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Michelle Prince, and she's part of the Hearts of Braden series that has been coming out from former Secret Cravings Press authors. It sounds wonderful. To find out what's going on in the next couple of weeks, why don't you just hang on to what you're doing right now?
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression, from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold.
We are not going to be here next week. I hate to tell everyone that, but we're not. We have decided to take a week off since it's the holidays, and usually the week of Christmas, people aren't really listening to the radio anyway. They're spending time with family and friends, and that's what we want you to do. Spend time with your family and friends. Just remember, everyone, you never know when you're going to lose someone, so spend time with them while you can. And that's it for me tonight. Now, on the 28th, we're going to have Lexi Post, Rhonda Lee Carver, and Victoria Sue will be back. And hopefully we will have everything the way we need it so that we can store that show. We weren't able to store the last one for you. But have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and return with us back to Hummingbird Place whenever you can. Thank you.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin McLeod and Incompetech.com.